I can't even get my words. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, first off. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. No disrespect to you, sister. I promise you. But God is still good. Watch this. I had already asked Mama Quinn to please sing me a song before this even occurred. Amen. So this is what the Spirit has already asked. Amen. So I'm going to ask Mama Quinn to come. Then I'm going to come back, okay? Amen. I'm Quinn. I call her Mama Quinn, y'all.
Ann Kept is going to help me. Thank
you. Listen to the words of this song, amen. And I want you to make it personal to you.
You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good to me. Help me, y'all.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good.
You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You
so good. Lord, you've been so good.
So good.
Oh, Lord, you've been. You made a way.
So good.
When there was no way, Lord. Lord, you made a way.
So good.
When there was no way.
Has God been good to you? Because he's sure enough been good to me. Hallelujah. And all I could do is thank you, Lord. All I could do is say thank you, Lord. Listen. All I could do is say thank you, God. You've been so good to me. Better than I've been to my own self. Hallelujah. Every time I turn around, he's been blessing me. Some of y'all too cute in here. He must ain't done nothing for you, but I know what he done for me. How he picked me up and turned me around.
You've been
hallelujah.
So good.
Listen, even when it looked bad, I can still declare that my God has been good to me.
So good. You've been.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man.
So good.
When I think about where I used to be, the things I used to do, and how he didn't kill me, but he allowed me to be here another day. And all I could do is just say, thank you, God. Because you've still been good to me. Even when I wasn't even praising God, he's still been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not that I've told everybody about him. Not that I've always done his work, but he's still been good to me. Let me get on with the word. Listen. I am so grateful and honored to be here another day. Amen. I woke up this morning. I did not have dirt on me. Amen. Amen. Somebody can relate this morning. Amen. I was asleep last night and he woke me up this morning. Amen. Amen. He started me on my way. Amen. God is still in a blessing business. Listen, y'all got to excuse me. It's been about 2 years since I've been up here. So I done got some pent up energy. Amen. God is good. Woo! My God is good. Amen. Listen. I just want to say thank you, God, for another opportunity, another day, another precious moment of his grace and his mercy. Amen. Every day we get new grace and new mercy. Amen. Amen. So it don't matter about what you did yesterday. Even last night when you was out clubbing, it don't even matter. Amen. Because it's new day and new mercy. Amen. Amen. It's time for us to get it right. Amen. Amen. I'd like to just say thank you to our wonderful pastor and his lovely wife. Amen. Here at Kingdom Embassy. Amen. We just say thank you for all that you do. Listen, if I thought I work hard, this man works. This man works hard. You hear me? He up at 4:30 in the morning and go to bed late. This joker, listen, he work hard. So I just want to say bless you, Pastor. Thank you for all that you do, your vision, amen, that God has blessed inside of you, amen. God bless you and your wonderful wife. Amen. Listen, to all my guests, listen, it's crazy. I told them we're going to have a worship experience of a lifetime, amen. I just told them just to come on out and worship with us on today, amen. Amen. So listen, to all my guests, could you just wave your hand? Amen. I see all of my guests that listen, bless you. Bless you on today. Bless you. God bless you on today for making your way. God bless you for making your way out to the house of the Lord. You could have been anywhere, but you allowed God to use you on this morning. Amen. amen to my parents that are here. First off, I'm sorry, let me go back. My grandmother-in-law is here, amen. She belongs to New Jerusalem, but she's here to with service with us on today, amen. Amen. My parents are in the building. I looked at them, they doing well, amen. Bless you on today. My wife is here, amen. Bless you. My wonderful children, I'm just so grateful, y'all. I'm honored to be here another day, amen. Listen, for some of y'all, I told y'all we was going to be out here at 12:15, but I've been watching some other pastors been up here for like 12:30. So y'all got to at least give me a little bit of time, amen. Amen. Give me just a little bit of your time, amen. It's a great word on today. I promise you, it's a great word on today. Amen. Today's lesson is we're going to be talking about better days are coming. Better days are coming. And I don't want to spoil it because this is so good, as Pastor Durham would say. It's good. It's good. Tell your neighbors it's going to be good. Amen. Amen. So in Mark, the fifth chapter, Mark chapter 5, we're going to start at the 21st verse. And we probably have it down. There we go. We got it to the 29th verse. And then we're going to skip over to the 34th. Amen. Amen. So here we go. It says, Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Verse 22 says, then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, my, pleading, verse 23 says, pleading fervently with him. My little daughter is dying, he said. Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so that she can live. Verse 24 says, Jesus went with him, and all the people followed him, crowding around him. Verse 25 is interesting because it says, a woman in the crowd has suffered for 12 years with a constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she has spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Verse 27 says, she had heard about a man named Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd and she touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I could just touch his robe, I would be healed. 29 says, immediately the blood and the bleeding stopped. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of the terrible condition. Let's skip over to verse 34. There it is. And it says, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Can we go to the next slide, please? Hey, man, listen, y'all got to give me some props, man. This is my first time doing a slideshow, man. I thought I did pretty good, amen. Amen. Listen, I was in that mug for about 24 hours, amen, trying to get this thing going. But listen, COVID-19 in 2019, we experienced a worldwide pandemic, amen, where everything was shut down, folk losing a plumb mind. You got to wear masks everywhere you go, and folks scared to give you a hug, and they scared to come to church, amen, because of this COVID-19. We couldn't visit our family members. People freaking out because of what the world went through, amen. What the world went through was traumatizing, amen. It has us now living in fear, although that COVID-19 is gone, which could cause possibly be back on the rise, amen. But sometimes what happens is we hear these names and then we become fearful of these things, amen. We live in a mind frame of being afraid when we see these things happening, amen. We begin to shut down and it leaves us hopeless and defeated and live in fear. But 2 Timothy, next slide, declares in verse 1, chapter 7, that it declares, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We can't get through any situation in our life if we are still afraid. We can't get through whatever it is that the devil, any obstacles that the devil has put in front of our lives, if we live in fear. We could come to church every single Sunday and still be living in fear. Fear sometimes haunts us. Amen. Amen. It's a scary thing. Amen. We start seeing people dropping right and left. Amen. Because that's what happened in the pandemic. The lives were being taken. Amen. And we just start getting scared. Amen. Let me drink some bleach. We go to being crazy, don't we? Drinking bleach to try to kill COVID-19 because we live in fear. But I'm going to tell you this. Fear and God can't mix. Like oil and water can't mix, fear and God could never mix. Amen. We have praise and worship every single Sunday. Amen. Every single Sunday we have praise and worship. And this wonderful praise and worship team get up here, Kep, and then they sing their heart out. But we're afraid to let our hair down and give God all the glory for what he's done for us because of what folk know about us. Living in fear. Living in fear because of what folk know about us. They know about what we used to do, how we used to act, the places we used to go. So we can't lift up our hands and give God no praise. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I'm here to encourage you today that despite of your situation, despite of you living in fear, better days are coming. Let's get to the next slide. There it is. Can everybody see that? It says, fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Oh, I didn't move too fast. Here we go. We can't get what God has for us because we live in fear. This means that we don't totally trust God. That's what that means. When we live in fear, that means that we, okay, God, I think that you could do this. Not totally accepting and letting God do what he do. Amen, because this is what he do best, amen. This is what he do best. Listen, the doctor schedule you for an exam. You scared to go back to the follow-up because you scared what the result's going to be. You stop eating and you start shutting down. You get off Facebook and you stop answering phone calls from your friends just because you're afraid of what the test results are going to be looking like. Hey, man, bills are past due. More bills than you got money. Hey, man, the bill collector's calling you scared to answer the phone. Hey, man, just pick up the phone and tell them I'm going to pay you when I get the money. Hey, man. Amen. Amen. Listen. We shut down in life because of fear. Amen. Every time I turn around, something is going on. Kids is acting up. Amen. Your spouse is acting up in your relationship. Amen. Church folk acting up. Amen. It make you want to act up. Amen. But before you turn up in the situation, turn down for a second and know that better days are coming. Better days are coming. Let me get to this story. Amen. Amen. Can we get back to the scripture, Ross? I'm sorry, I don't know if y'all normally do that. Verse 21 says, Jesus got into the boat and went back to the other side of the lake where a large crowd gathered around him. Amen. After freeing a man, if you read this whole scripture, he was freeing a man who was demon-possessed. Amen. Jesus was working. Amen. He possessed this man that had all type of legions, all type of demons inside of this man. Amen. So when Jesus returned to the island, when he came to the island, that man, they said, was ripping them chains off of him, man. I'm talking about some demonic stuff. I'm talking about some demonic stuff, ripping these chains off, ripping his clothes off on the island by himself. Amen. But Jesus said, I demand you demons to come on out of there. Amen. I demand you demons to come on out of this man. Amen. And he put him into a herd of some pig. Amen. Now listen, the people on that side of the lake, they didn't want Jesus to stay over there. If you read it, oh, maybe because they was upset that he got rid of they bacon or something. I don't know, but you know, listen, they was a little upset about because he put all them demons in them pigs and rolled them off. They told Jesus, "You got to go ahead and go. We seen enough of your work." Amen. So Jesus gets inside of this boat and he takes another trip back over to his homeland. Amen. And he goes over there and he's met. He's met, amen, by a synagogue leader, amen, by the name of Jairus, amen. And as he got over there, it was a crowd of people, amen, waiting to see this man named Jesus. But it says that the leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, this is verse 22, Ross, sorry, had arrived, and then he saw Jesus and he fell at his feet. Jairus, their leader, already knew what Jesus was about. He already knew what Jesus was about. That's why he fell down and worshiped him for a sign of respect. He already knew what kind of power Jesus had. That's why he said, listen, let me be the first one to come over here and greet you, Messiah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Let me go ahead and worship you. Amen. So listen, they said that Jairus said to him, he was pleading with him, my little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so she can live. Verse 24, Ross, says, Jesus went with him and all the people followed him. So Jairus was he was begging for God to help his daughter because she was dying. He knew that nobody else could save his daughter but the Messiah. Is that you on today? Amen. Is that you on today? Do you know that through your situations, all you know is Jesus? Or do you lean and depend on the doctors? Amen. We finna get into this. Watch this. So it said that Jesus said, okay, let me go ahead and heal his baby. Tell me where you stay at. He followed him and so did the crowd. My. Don't that sound like us? Don't that sound like us? Jesus finna perform a miracle. Let me follow him. Folks be from the show me state, don't they? They went, they got to see. They got to see in order to believe it. Amen. But we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. This is the key verse right here. It says, a woman in the crowd, this is verse 25, who has suffered for 12 years of constant bleeding. She has suffered a great deal from many doctors. And over the years, she has spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Now, a random woman in the crowd was bleeding for 12 long years. Now, I did the little calculations last night. That's 4,382.91 days. Dr. Quinn, am I right? He would know that. Amen. Amen. That was 4,381.91 days of being sick. Could you imagine that? I'm pretty sure at some point in her 12 years, she had some type of fear. God, what's going to happen to me? I've been bleeding for 12 long years. God, I done been to every doctor. I don't know what's about to happen to me. Living in fear, amen? Amen, but some point in her life, she must have mustered up a little bit of strength to say, God, I believe that you can be the only one who can heal me. Uh-oh, I'm talking to somebody today. You've been dealing with so many issues in your whole life. Amen. You didn't turn to the psychics. You didn't turn and went on Google. You didn't went on there. You didn't got on TikTok and looking up other people's stories. Amen. But listen, God is saying he needs you to trust in him. Amen. We could be sick for a week and be ready to give up on life. We can be sick for a couple days and say, God, I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know what's wrong with me, God. I need you to help. A lot of times we want to give up on life because we don't have the answer right in front of our face. This lady has seen all kind of doctors, all kind of physicians, all kind of specialists, and she still could not be healed. She wanted to be healed because if she didn't, she wouldn't spend all her money on Cash App. She didn't spend all her money on Cash App. Now she broke. She ain't got no more money. She didn't reach out to the highest of the highest. Them doctors who done went to school for 17 years still can't help her. Amen? Still couldn't help her. But now she broke and her conditions is worse. Man, that sounds like she need JG Wetwork, don't she? Cash now. Amen. Some folk in here today are just like this woman. What's your illness? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? Is it marijuana? What is it? Can I keep it real? Listen, in my new journey, I've been really working on being transparent. My sickness, I had an addiction to pornography. Crazy, right? The way that the devil snuck in and overtook my mind and my life. Amen? He'll do it. You ain't got to tell me your sickness. You ain't got to tell me your sickness. God know your sickness. Amen? And the only way you're going to get through that sickness amen, is if you trust and believe in God. I'm not ashamed to say it, amen. Because God didn't heal me from my addiction. He didn't save me from my addiction. Amen. Amen. Every time this woman tried the situation or wanted the situation to get better, she tried it her own way, it got worse. That sounds like us today, amen? Amen. Listen, we stressed out. We depressed. We struggle on every hand, amen. We struggle paying our bills. We don't know what to do. So guess what? We start looking into other things instead of looking for the thing. Amen. Looking for the one, amen. The only one who can do exceedingly abundantly above whatever it is that we ask for him to do, amen. Amen. In our lives, we find ourselves in jobs. We find ourselves in relationships. We find ourselves with children that the more we try to handle the situation ourselves, it only get worse. A lot of us in here has never tried Jesus until we was down to our last dime. Yeah. We have failed to put Jesus first until we was flat on our face. We said, okay, I done tripped, I done failed so many times, I guess I'll try Jesus. But Jesus should be the first result, always. I'm talking about a man who has done so many miracles over 2,000 years ago. But we still, somehow, some way, never put him first. Somehow, some way, never say, God, I give this situation over to you first. What would you have me to do? But guess what? I'm sick, or I feel this way, so let me go ahead and consult in my doctor. Some of us don't even go to the doctor. We go on the internet. We go on the internet first before we sit down and we get in our prayer closet, or we get right with God and we say, God, what would you have for me to do? What's my next moves? What's my next steps? Amen. 27 says, she had heard about a man named Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd and she touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I could just touch his robe, I would be healed. Did you see what just happened? She heard that Jesus the Messiah was coming to town. She heard about a man who had took the demons out of possessed man, who has worked so many miracles. She heard that he was going to be coming to her city. And I guess she said, listen, I've been bleeding for 12 years. I done tried everything else. I didn't went to over here to this physician. I didn't went over here to this doctor. I didn't went over here to this practitioner, this whole office. Amen. But let me just try Jesus. Woo! Let me just try Jesus. So through the crowd, she noticed that Jesus was walking by. And she said, she came up with this thought in her head, which was a pretty smart idea. And she had to have faith behind it because she said, listen, I just believe that if I just could touch him, ooh-wee, if I could just touch him, I believe down deep down inside that despite of my situation for 12 years, despite of what the doctors told me, despite of what my husband said to me, that I would just be healed. But y'all missed the important part behind it. She had faith. She had faith. She had faith to know that, listen, all I got to do is just touch him. If I just touch him, I'm gonna be healed. If I just touch him. Is that you on today? Ooh, listen, I'm trying, y'all. I really am trying. I know we got to be out of here in about 10 minutes. I am trying, y'all. Listen. This is so good. Listen. In your life, people done talked about you. People done did you wrong. You done lost loved ones. Listen. You done been out on your own. You done had to hit it hard. And you just wanted to give up. Some of y'all defeated. I see some of y'all faces. Some of y'all are defeated. You didn't let the devil beat you up all week long. He done slapped you around. He done pulled your hair. But listen, let me introduce you to a man named Jesus. Woo-wee! I'm talking about a man named Jesus who sits high and he looks low. He's everywhere at the same time. I'm talking about a man that never failed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better days. Better days. Better days. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Listen. We have to remember that when we're in our prayer, when we're in our moments of prayer, when we're praying for a situation, when we are defeated, when we are getting beat up, when we're getting slapped around, when it don't look like there is no end to it, you gotta know that you know, that you know that you know, that better days is gonna come for you. You gotta know it. You gotta know it without a shadow of a doubt. But when you in your moments of prayer, make sure you pray and you say, God, I believe and I trust. I trust in what your word says. I believe that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask for or think of. And I believe that that's what that woman's issue was. She just had a crazy thought, just believed that I could just be healed if I just touch his, if I could just touch his robe. Amen. Listen, verse 29 says, can I get back to that, Ross? I'm sorry about that. Verse 29 says, immediately the bleeding stopped. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible, terrible condition. Now, right there, if that's not enough for y'all to praise God, I don't know what else is. I don't know what I'm talking about. Somebody who's been going through a situation for 12 years. Everybody done talked about her. Everybody done wrote her off. She done been to every doctor in the world. I'm talking about the top care doctors. But she's seen a man named Dr. Jesus. She seen a man named Dr. Jesus that she knew he couldn't fail. Listen, all she felt that she had to do was push her way through the crowd. All she had to do was push her way through the crowd. Let me get one more slide. Okay, here we go. Verse 34 says, y'all read that to me because I want to see y'all faces when y'all say this. Oh, I'm sorry, it's dark. They said it's dark. I got y'all. It says, and he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Listen, it takes some radical type of faith. It takes some crazy faith. It takes a crazy faith to know that through the midst of it all, when everyone else had forgot, everyone else said you couldn't, everyone else said you too ugly, everyone else said you should never, everyone else doubted you. They wrote you off. They talked about you. They slandered your name. They backstabbed you. This is what we're dealing with in life. Amen? Amen? I'm talking about folk at the church too. Amen? But to know that there is a man, that all you got to do is put all your faith and trust in him, and to know that he's going to make everything all right. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? And he's so worthy to be praised. And he's so worthy to be praised. Give me another slide. I know we got to get out of here. Give me one more slide. Here we go. What is fear? What is fear, you ask? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Listen, I'm glad that you asked what fear is. Amen. If I could just find it on my slides, amen. Amen. Can we read this? Can y'all read that? Y'all can't? Okay. Can y'all see that one? Okay, those who can read it, go ahead and read it. Listen, I'm pretty sure this lady, this random lady was had fear. She was scared of what outcomes could be. She was scared that if I didn't get this taken care of, what would happen to my body? Will I die? But listen, she didn't allow fear to overtake, to control, to dictate what her future outcome was going to be. Listen, the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night. But joy, unspeakable joy, has got to come in the morning. Unspeakable joy has got to come in the morning. Listen, I know you've been crying yourself to sleep. I know you've been calling on every end, trying to get through to the doctors, to your neighbors, to your friends. Nobody don't want to answer the phone. They ain't dealing with you. Listen, one thing I do know is that there is a man that you can call, and his name is Jesus. He has never lost a patient. He has never lost a case. And I promise to you, he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know me. For those who are here at Kingdom MC, you know I got to get a little crazy. We got 3 minutes to wrap this up, okay? I can get a little crazy when it comes to this. Let me get one more slide. We got a slide. I got to share my testimony. Give me another one after that. There we go. Here we go. Y'all see that? Can everybody see that right there? This was almost 2 years ago. I dropped my wife and my son off at home, and then I proceeded to go to the grocery store at Walmart. And we needed some stuff for the daycare, amen. And I just dropped them off, amen. And I was going through a yellow light, and a pickup truck hit me right there in the front. And I just couldn't react. I just had to just tense myself and brace myself for the impact, amen. And I don't want to go into details because God is so amazing, but I was down for a while. I wasn't even right in my own head. Amen. I didn't want to be bothered by anybody. Certain noises and stuff would bother me. Amen. I had to be kind of trained how to rewalk and stand on my own. Amen. Listen, and I kind of got into a dark place. Yeah. I kind of went through like a mental thing. Amen. Until my wife told me, have you been reading your devotions? Have you been praying? And man, listen, man, I didn't want to hear that, man. I said, listen, I don't want to talk about no God right now. I don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Huh? But guess what I have to do? Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, amen? So I started getting back into my word. Amen. And God started to continue to heal my body. Amen. Because, listen, the doctor told me that if I was any smaller, I wouldn't be here today. Amen. Because the accident was that bad. But I'm talking about a God who put a, woo-wee! I'm talking about a God who put a shield of protection around my vehicle. Put a shield of protection around my vehicle to make sure I'm just going to give you just a little bump. I'm just going to shake you up a little bit. But I'm not going to kill you. I just need your attention. I need you to do my will. And I'm not going to keep warning you. This is your final call. I need you to wake up and smell the coffee. I need you to do what I have called you to do, amen? Amen, we got to get ready to go. Let me just do one more thing, amen, because I get crazy. I always like to have my youth involved, amen? Amen, the King's teens, I just need a little help from them, amen? My King's teens, let's come on up here real fast. Come on up here real fast. Let's give it up for our King's teens, amen? You don't have to be in no particular order. Let's just kind of balance it out, though, a little bit. Can everybody see their signs? Y'all balance out a little bit. Slide down this way, sweetie. Sweetie, slide down this way. There we go. Hold up y'all signs. Can everybody see these signs? Probably in the back, you probably can't really see them. Okay. Giovanni, raise your hand. Yours say grief. Terrio, yours say health. Tia's, yours say life. Trust, Mimi. Serena, yours says stress. Deanna, yours says fear. And yours says relationship. Tia's, let me come, have you come forward. Now watch this. Life be lifing, don't it? Come on, Sister Onika. Don't life be lifing? Stay right there. So through life, we have all of these issues. Yeah, we got all these issues. Some of them, it's so many, I couldn't even write them all out. Right, watch this. This is life. And what do life do? Life be lifing. You still, listen, despite of whatever go on around you, you still got to live. Even though you got an eviction notice, you still got to live. You still got to eat. Amen. Gas bills still do. Amen. Amen. Y'all feel me? Here we go. Watch this. So through life, life attacks you. Right? That's life. Okay, let's make sure we collect these balls after, because I'm going to go back to my daycare, okay? You stay right here. Well, watch this. Life be lifing, right? But after life, through life, you got grief. Stay right there. Come here. You got grief that happens through life. Through life. Hit me. It attacks me. I done lost somebody that I love. Amen. Through life. Step to the side. Through grief, your health start going down. Attack me. Jesus. Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about all through life. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And then I'll stop losing trust in God. Go ahead and hit me. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then what happens is after we stop trusting in God, we get a little stressed. Because we ain't got nobody to hold on to, amen? Watch this, watch this, watch this. And if you ain't got God, you start to fear. Come on. Jesus, Lord God, watch this. You start to fear, and then your relationships start to drop. Your relationships start to disappear, right? Go ahead and attack me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, watch this, watch this, watch this. But through it all, stand right here for me. I'm sorry, O'Shine. Stand right here. But through, come here. Gather right here. Turn around for me. But through it all, y'all turn around me. Kings, here we go. But through it all, if they still attack me, if life still attack me, if I'm still going through whatever it is I'm going through, I got to keep on pressing my way. I got to keep on pressing my way. So even if life does attack me, even if I do become a little fearful, even if I do become a little stressed, I got to get to the robe. I got to get to test the hem of God's garment. I got to get there. I got to get there. No matter what it is, I got to press my way through. Listen, I got to get there to touch this robe. I don't care what you're going through. You got to press your way to touch this throne. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all can have a seat. Thank y'all so much. Listen. Thank you, O'Shine. My bad, bro. Listen. I just want to encourage somebody today. Your circumstance may not have been up here, but whatever your circumstance is, whatever your issue is, whatever your problem is, whatever your illness is, I need you to know that all you got to do is hold on, because better days are coming. A lot of times, hold on one second. A lot of times, we want to give up in life because we ain't got nobody to support us and have our back. Right? So guess what we do? We try to give up. Right? So we start crying. We start weeping all night long. But before you about to get ready to throw in that towel, wipe the sweat off, wipe the tears off, and look up and live. Even if you fall a couple times, get back up. Even if you fall, make sure you land on your back. Because if you land on your back, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up.
Just Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Better days are coming. Thank you, Minister Terrio, for that powerful, powerful message. Thank you for that powerful illustration. As we go through things in life, just remember, God said, I'll never, ever leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. So just know one thing, we're going through it. If you're going through it, that means you're going to come out of it. And there are better days when you embrace Christ and you have him working with you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for such a powerful message. Thank you for reminding us that what we're going through is only temporary, that you're going to walk with us through the storm. Thank you for blessing Minister Terrio with that message today. Lord, we ask you to touch a heart out there, someone who feels like there's no hope, who's operating in fear and they worry, they're concerned about their health, their finances, their marriage, their children. Let them know that you're with them every step of the way. And if they just turn to you, everything will be all right. So, Lord, as we leave this place, we never, ever, ever want to leave your presence. Put your arms of protection around us. Guard our hearts. Guard our minds. Give us a desire to live for you and love you and commit our life to you. We can't do this without you. So, Lord, thank you for your message today through your messenger. In Jesus' name, amen. The altar is open for those who like prayer. For those who are going home, we ask you to travel safely. Be careful out there, still a little slippery. But we want the altar is open for those who like prayer and you want someone just touch and agree with you. Consider yourself dismissed. The altar is open for prayer.